Yard Network in association with Smack Talk Center proudly present.
I'm first going to build a wall around Newcastle, and then...
No! This is not going to give him the pussy!
Okay.
I did not touch your wife. Yes, you did, that. No, I didn't.
Well, I want to keep up this being served here. You, sir, you got to go to jail.
The only way I'll be happy with a Charlotte win is if Flair comes out to celebrate and has a heart attack.
He has to win 100%.
Oh, yes. Them big thick ties. That bottom, y'all, them breasts.
They would look good wrapped around my ears. They don't want none.
STC from the UK. Let's do this shit! Yo, what a week in wrestling, eh? Three new World Wrestling Federation champions have been crowned in
Bailey.
My sexy Nubian filet mignon queen of the earth, Naomi. And... what, Yana?
If anyone else said that, you'd have been like, oh, you can't call her that.
Talk to Mike Knox. He called her filet mignon before me, okay? I'm calling her queen of the earth, dubious queen, and all that, man. Word is bond, man. And the new World Wrestling Federation champion in Bray Wyatt. And the whole world is happy. The whole world is in his hands, apart from one Cal Staines. Yo, www.facebook.com/groups/SmackTalkCenter request to join. Oh, we ain't got that. Don't do it, sir. Don't be a tragedy like Cal Staines. Yes, Cal, I'm going to get, well, you know what? I'm not even going to get you, you know. I'm going to let Wardle get you for me. I've got better things to do. Follow us.
On the Twitter?
At STC_WWE, at BDSIR_network, best damn show in radio. Red is bomb, man. I am your host, Grab Body P. You're listening to STC from the UK. Resist! That's what you have to do. Resist! Because, boy, too many heathen wrestling fans in the world. And you have to resist. And after the picture I saw with Donald Trump and the McMahons on the STC group I saw earlier this week, I was rolling, and that gave me the idea of this week's show. You must miss this! Oh my gosh. Yo, what's up, Warner?
Gloria! No, I won't give in!
Question for you. If you're not known as Mr. NXT anymore, are you going to be called Broken Wardle?
Broken Wardle.
Angry Wardle.
I'm broken after all that dirty nappies that this little man spews out. Breaks me.
Dirty Wardle.
Dirty old man Wardle. No,
that don't suit you.
With my recent pay-per-view prediction success, champion of the FBC, sounds quite nice. Slayer of Mike Knox also sounds quite nice. lots of different things.
Oh my goodness!
I'm still waiting for him. Where is he?
Where? Yo, Mike, I might have to follow it you personally. You know what I mean? I'll have to follow you in the inbox and say, "Yo, we challenge you."
Mike, I'll get my people to call your people, and we'll talk. About.
Yeah, man.
Fucking strong.
Sorted out. We got to have to book it, man. Make it happen, man. Make it happen like Gilbert versus James Ellsworth. And yo, what's up, Joe?
I'm really happy because Baby AJ is on the show this week.
Yeah.
Yay!
We love Baby AJ.
How can you not love Baby AJ? How can you not, man? It's impossible. Oh, yeah. actually, there is one person in the world that can hate Baby AJ, but you know what? I'm not mentioning his name again. We already mentioned it earlier in the show. Lord have mercy, yo, Porter, where can we find you?
At the real underscore 10.
Fantastic. Joe has retreated from social media. Is that still true?
That's still true, yes. I'm on Facebook, but then I don't accept friend requests, so it's pretty pointless, really.
Don't blame ya. Don't blame ya.
I don't accept people.
You see?
If you want to follow someone else, you can follow at FTC underscore AJ the Baby. Woo!
Yes.
Yes, AJ the Baby. Follow the baby.
Follow the baby. Yes, follow the baby. You can follow me on Twitter. You can follow me on the Twitter at Business the Infamous. You know what I mean? Thank you for the hip hop submissions. You know what I mean? Stay tuned every Tuesday night on Wild One Radio.
What about trap music?
Oh, no, we don't do that. None of that. No trap music, no mumble rap, none of that.
You can follow my good friend, my tag team partner, Mr. Shadfather, at Shadfather85. Occasionally tweeting when wrestling and sports entertainment is live.
That's good, that's good. Yeah, man, Shadfather still on hiatus. And also, we haven't got...
Me and Chad's got lucky tonight. He bought his girlfriend oranges. I think he's after something. Just tell the truth, he's not here because he's getting laid.
Hey!
Okay.
Fair play to him, man. At least he gets pussy. Unlike a lot of you wrestling fans.
Get enough.
Party. He's getting a party! Sorry to sound profane, Joe, but over the last few weeks, you've been worse than us, so I think we can get away with it.
It's okay. If the President of the United States can say it, you can say it.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about him. I don't mention his name like 3 minutes ago. You know what I mean? Yeah, man. And you can find me on the Instagram. Infamous Grand Body P. That's what you have to do. All right, let's get into the show, man. Elimination Chamber has passed. Raw has passed. SmackDown has passed. MVPs of the week, you know how this goes. Joe, you haven't been on the show for a minute. Welcome back. Before I even ask you, Joe, shout out to Matt Sacco, who's also not in effect this week as well. You know what I mean?
Yeah, bless him. He's got that big operation coming up. You know, the gender reassignment surgery. our love goes out to Sacco, who will now be called Melina Sacco after his operation.
No, you can't call him that!
So, God bless to our new female of the FCC, Melina Sacco.
You can't call him Melina Sacco, man! You know why you can't call him Melina Sacco? Because the name Melina reminds you of that sexy girl that used to come to the World Wrestling Federation and do the splits as she come to the ring. Come on, man. Change the name, man. Change the name. Can't be having that. Sorry.
Matilda.
Oh, no. Hey, enough of that shit. Yo, Joe, you watched the World Wrestling Federation this week. Who has been your MVP? Who's smashed it for you this week?
Do you know what? Right, this is going to be an unpopular opinion.
Don't give me a joke.
It's been absolutely amazing, and I'm so happy.
I'm sorry,
he's got the belt.
Acceptable. That is an unacceptable opinion. That is shocking.
That's awful, isn't it?
No. Oh, Jesus, Joe. You can't be saying stuff like that.
That would just be so much easier to say, oh, yeah, Bray Wyatt's the shit champion. But however, I'm educated enough to look at the backstory.
Also,
the story building up.
But you've been campaigning for him for so long to be used, and been so long to be champion. And then now the champion, you can't say that he's actually good. You can't be doing that.
I'm just an armchair wrestling fan.
You
what can I say?
Shocking, Joe.
Shame on me. I feel the shame.
AJ, just let out a little fart of disgust.
AJ Bex, you got the baby, Bex. That's something you just don't do. Bray Wyatt, World Wrestling Federation champion. The crowd, you know what I mean? Capacity crowd. Tell him you deserve it. Clap, 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 clap. You deserve it. Clap, 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 clap. One motherfucker says that's shit. Mind you. From time he doesn't write Nakamura Wardle. His wrestling card was handed in a long time ago.
Yeah. We'll get to that.
Yeah, we'll get to that. Well, Bray Wyatt. The funny thing was, a lot of us called that still. We kind of knew that was gonna happen, but we didn't think it would actually happen. One of them ones.
It wasn't until it actually happened. It was like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
They actually did it.
And I was like, can I just say I was actually really, really proud of Terry once, because he made that prediction the night of the Royal Rumble when he saw that Randy Orton had won the Royal Rumble. He made that prediction straight off. When he's picked up, not so much it was the Elimination Chamber, but he said you'd see Randy Orton and Bray Wyatt at WrestleMania. So, because of that, I might even let Terry come on the show.
Whoa!
To be fair, I think he needs to replace you, because obviously his stats and, you know, his predictions are on point. So, you know, let's replace... We'll replace Sacco, it's fine. We'll send Sacco back to NXFCC. Now AJ's been promoted, you know, it's all good.
Where is Terry right now, Joe?
He's downstairs watching the football, waiting for the washing to finish, so he can put it in the tumble dryer for us, because he's a good husband.
Oh, that's good, man, that's good. Yeah, I was going to call him to come on the show, man, and so I can, you know, congratulate him personally. Congratulate him on two counts, actually. One, he predicted that correctly from the Royal Rumble, and two, for having such a fantastic wife in Joel Chapman. You know what I mean?
You still have to ask him about the lovely Valentine's card I got him and how romantic I was.
Did you?
Well, it did say I like your face.
Oh, that's love.
That's romantic.
Yeah. Did you get the Mars bar you was talking about?
I've done really well, actually. I got some of our wedding photos printed out, because I never bothered to get them printed out. Some chocolates, Mars bars, and all sorts of other things. And he even bought us a little hand warmer, because I get really cold hands. And he bought us a little hand warmy thing so my hands don't get too cold.
Sweet. He's going for husband of the year. He's going for it.
There's only one thing he was going for, and that's that pussy.
But you can't cut me. I'm not even looking at
him. He just likes it, isn't that worse?
Remember, he's married, so he only gets it three times a year. So.
He had it twice yesterday.
Whoa.
You don't need to know.
I'm just letting you know. Twice in one day.
Good Lord!
He's choking, shocked.
The baby! The baby! Oh, God! Good God almighty! We said nothing about STC from the UK being a family show.
Yeah, just because we have a baby, don't be misinformed. AJ's just as bad as the rest of us.
You know what I mean? Okay, so Bray Wyatt's your MVP. Okay.
Definitely.
Waddle, who's been your MVP of the week?
No doubt, in my mind, my boy, Kevin Owens. Oh, my goodness.
Kevin Owens!
I'm heartbroken. Have you seen the remix with the Titanic team? Oh, my goodness.
I haven't seen it, but...
I'll send you the link. It's tragic. I was in tears. Chris Jericho went to all that effort.
Oh, my God.
Do you know, I actually cried watching it.
I shed a tear. I was gutted. I couldn't believe it when I actually saw it. I was, no!
Career that I've been made to feel sorry for Chris Jericho.
I mean,
and I didn't like it.
That was not right. I mean, that was handling wrestling card worthy, that is.
I'm still hoping and praying that this is a work, and in fact they're just doing it to make Goldberg think that they're no longer like the epic best friends that they are. Universal title at Fastlane, I'll bring that tear back up because I don't need to cry it no more because the best friends are back together.
You
That's
think
what I'm hoping for.
You're hoping it's all mind games.
It's all mind games.
It's not, but we haven't. It's like when our neighbours went Bouncer the dog died. Like, I'll put a dog to. I'm sad just thinking about it. You've bummed us out now.
We're just hoping. I'm praying.
I've seen, oh God, water. It was like, I could compare it to the time when Undertaker was down for the three at WrestleMania. That's how bad it was.
It was well worse than that. You're mad.
Nah. Yeah, I think it was just...
Michael, it's like when the dog got you in Aero. That's how sad it was.
Okay, just to clarify, the dog failed in its efforts to get the Mint Aero. He was seconds away from biting my ass.
Aero.
I know it's not much, but it's perfect. A new list!
Don't do this to me!
This is the best version, mate.
It's beat up and it's getting swollen.
Oh, he's just taking it out of the box.
Oh, no.
Oh, I can't. It's too much.
No!
I can't, sorry. I can't, I'm chopped.
You can't.
Don't make us go through that again, please.
You can't do that, Wardle. I mean, a friendship. A bond. They were like brothers.
But, oh, could you not watch Jericho walk down that ramp all night long? Oh, my goodness.
That was brilliant.
Oh, and then the painting. I want it above my bed. I want it in AJ's room. I want it
no!
in the room. I want it in the kitchen. I want
no!
it in the lounge. I want to see it every room I walk into. That painting. Oh.
That painting, I mean...
Get it. You take the Mona Lisa down. Get that.
Take the Mona Lisa!
We don't need that. She's been on that wall fucking ages now. Get
yeah,
it.
Yeah. While I agree that the Mona Lisa must come down, I mean, personally, I wasn't a fan of the painting. I was like, oh, hell to the no. But...
When that's from the WWE store, I'm buying it.
Oh, God! Imagine that!
I'm buying it instantly. I'm gonna buy four so I can have one like at work, at home,
no!
Like at a train station when I get to the train.
At a train station? Have you downloaded it and put it on your phone?
It's on my Facebook banner and my Twitter banner.
Whoa!
Replaced AJ.
You replaced the baby!
I just love Kevin Owens and Jericho that much. I can't help it.
It was some South Bank show shit, man. That
quality.
Melvin Bragg would be proud.
My MVP of the week. Senor Owens.
Kevin Owens. How could this dude... What a no-good, heinous human being. After all him does, the festival of friendship, the man come down the ramp with all these lovely girls, and him come down, and him give you the gift, and the intertwined trophy, isn't it? Intertwined trophy, water.
Oh, that was beautiful. Was it $7,000?
$7,000 of his WWE wages.
That's every single penny. Oh, my goodness. What a beautiful
did you,
work.
Did you see the craftsmanship behind that shit?
Oh, I think Kevin Owens doesn't know what he's lost.
$7,000, Wardle!
Oh, yes. I love him.
Kevin Owens, you are a damn fool! If a man or a woman spends $7,000 on you to appreciate you, you married him straight away!
Oh, there he is.
Exactly.
Exactly! Joe Bob Terry, an intertwined friendship and a painting, and it worth £7,000 English sterling. And Terry was like, bag it, let's get married tomorrow. And that was that, it was done, it was a done deal.
And George, I don't even want to know the reason why Terry married me, because it's a totally different reason to that.
Oh, salty.
It is salty.
Just KO though, like, he's never gonna be looked like that again.
No!
Not even his wife and his son is going to love him as much as
his
that.
His flesh and blood don't love him like that, man.
No.
His flesh and blood never thought twice about 7,000. Oh, God. Gary,
I just hope it's a work. I just hope it's a work. I'm hoping and praying that they're going to get back together.
Why? There's still hope. There's still hope because I have seen, you know what I mean? I have seen females, okay, in my lifetime, right, get abused. And I mean domestic abuse from their man. Get beat up. Sure you can. The whole lot. I've seen it all, right? With my own brown eyes, okay? I've seen it. And then a week later, the girl goes back to the same man. Why did you do that for? Because I love him. There's still hope. Because he was in Vegas, I thought this was going to elope. I thought this was it. I thought Kevin Owens and Chris Jericho was going to get married right there on the spot. I thought it was a done deal.
I hope the dirt sheets are wrong. What the same is going to happen? That's all I'm saying.
Death to dirt sheets, okay? Death to dirt sheets. Dirt sheets are the devil, okay? That's why you get vexed. That's why you complain on the internet, people. I hate dirt sheets. I hate him. Sorry.
So, who was your MVP of the week, Mr. Graham?
Who do you think was my MVP of the week, man?
Was it your Flaming Yawn, your Nubian, your Salt of the Earth?
Ah! Queen of the Earth! My Flaming Young, my Pam Grier of wrestling!
Your Mint Aero.
My mid air when she glows in the dark and she does all this dancing. That's the mid air. I'm like, oh God. I don't cry, man. I'm not emotional when it comes to this wrestling shit. But when she won that World Wrestling Federation women's title and tears dropped down my eye, I was jumping up and down in the bed. I pulled my muscle in my leg. I was so happy.
Wasn't
it your eyes that were crying though, was it? Wasn't your shit eyes that were crying, was it, Mike? Hey! Oh,
I hate him!
Hey!
Hey!
No, did I? No, did I? Hey! That, hey!
Me and
Shadow. I pulled a muscle in my leg. I was in intense pain. But, you know, it was like joy and pain at the same time. That's what it
was.
Water, you don't understand, man. You don't understand. It was the title I never thought he would get. You know what I mean? And shame on you, Joe. Shame on you, Joe. You said that. I remember it very well. I remember mentioning it before. And you said to me, if it hasn't happened for her now, it probably will never happen. I remember it really well. Apologize, Joe.
I apologize.
Thank you, Joe. That's all.
Good for her.
And it comes and the person and the person she pinned made it even sweeter. That Alexa Bliss. I can't stand that bitch. Oh.
The sweetest women's championship win this week, though.
Oh no! Don't remind me. Oh God.
The potato has won a belt.
Bailey!
Bailey!
If we're going to be fair, though, let's, you know, this is me being FCC panel member. Let's be fair. Bailey pulled off a career defining performance in that match.
It was one hell of a match for both of them.
It was as good as Brooklyn, if not better.
Wow!
It was a wicked piece of match. But
it's what I've seen any of the guys do.
Yeah, but that's a one and done now. That's it. Now it's back to old scrappy as fuck Bailey. She pulled it out for the title win, but that's it now. Back to old shit tumbling Bailey.
Well, don't worry, because I'm sure that my long-legged Charlotte is gonna take back the title at the, I was gonna say No Way Out, Fastlane joint, right? Because she's undefeated at pay. What do you think? Hey, what do you think Stephen Cooper's been doing ever since he hit 16 times?
No. Stephen Cooper is brilliant.
I know, Stephen Cooper. He might be a hothead, but my God, at his best, he's brilliant. Stephen Cooper, take a bow.
One Cooper I can tolerate is that Stephen.
Stephen Cooper's brilliant, man. I mean, you should have seen him at the gathering. I wish I was there myself. I wish I was there. Stephen Cooper, he's drawn for the champagne and shit, man. Drawn for the champagne when he had the 16 wins. Can you imagine if he was 17? Oh my God. I'll be celebrating with Stephen, and I don't drink. You know what I mean? I'll be there with the champagne, throwing it about like I'm on the F1 and shit. Come on, Cena, 17 wins.
Making it all over again.
Huh? What?
How does it taste, Ian?
That's also all you see the haters, man. Why? Robert Ashford. Oh my God. Imagine him.
I might write like an academic paper, like a 50,000 word essay about why Cena is one of the greatest of all time. Because like I'm sick of all the hate. I am sick of it. It needs to stop now. Enough's enough.
You ain't lying, Warner, man. You ain't lying. I'm with you 101,000 on that one. I don't like the Roman Reigns hate. I don't like the John Cena hate. You know what I mean? The Roman Reigns hate's kind of new still. Fairly new. But the Cena one, Lord have mercy.
Speaking of hate, though, can I just ask you guys a quick question? Both watched Elimination Chamber, right? And there was a bit that I just didn't get, so I just need some clarification on the matter, right?
Alright.
Dolph Ziggler versus Kalisto and Apollo Crews, right? Dolph Ziggler, after the match, rocks them both up. Messed them both up, right? But the fans were chanting, "Thank you, Ziggler." I don't understand. I thought Ziggler was a heel and everyone loved Apollo Crews.
Apollo Crews, to me, I don't know what happened to him.
Right.
I don't know what I missed. I was like, why are they all chanting "Thank you, Ziggler"? Because I thought everyone loved Apollo Crews.
But here's the thing, and I think you've answered your own question, Wardle. The thing is, Dolph Ziggler, he's best as a heel anyway, right? And we're in that demographic where everyone has to turn heel apart from Cesaro. As far as in my mind, everyone must turn heel apart from Cesaro, right? So, you got that. I mean, on top, everyone loves Apollo Crews athletically, but man's got no, he's got no personality. Man comes out smiling and shit. He can come in like Rocky Maivia back in 96, 97, before he had to turn evil. And that's what that is, man. The fans don't want a smiling somebody. The only person who can get away with that shit is Bayley. She's the only one who can go around and kiss the babies and smile and hug and skip and do whatever she do and get away with it. Because she's Bayley.
Yeah.
It works for her character. But Apollo Crews, a man like that, no, and that's what and that's what it is, man. You know what I mean? Do they want Apollo to turn evil? Not necessarily, but you know, just give him some badassery. You know what I mean? Like, don't fuck with me, kind of person. Like, you know,
it's
like Samoa Joe.
That's all, isn't it?
Yeah. You know what I mean? To me, the only time Apollo Crews should smile is if he's around women. That's how I see, right? But he should be on some "don't fuck with me." Samoa Joe's got it, bam, to a T.
I just didn't get it. Like, I was just sat there, like, what are they chanting? And then I turned it up a bit, and I was like, what going on?
basically, that's what they want. They want Apollo Crews to step up his personality shit.
They ruin everything. They really do. I just don't get it.
Yeah, for real. I saw it go. You know what I mean? I was like, they want everybody except Cesaro to turn heel. That's it. You know what I mean? No one else matters. And things just don't run like that. It just don't run like that at all. That's stupidness, man. That's stupidness. And that's real, man. That's real. Yo, is there anything else regarding Raw, SmackDowns, and Elimination Chamber that we could do with covering before we hit the break? AJ got something?
Unpopular opinion?
Oh no!
What's this?
Oh no!
People who wrestle should know about wrestling.
Yes!
That is an unpopular opinion, bro. You can't be saying that. People who actually wrestle, they don't need to know anything about the business. No, they don't need to know about booking or character development or, you know, rising through the ranks. You gotta earn your spot. You gotta get your fans. You gotta get your haters, you gotta rise through that, you gotta win championships. No.
Armchair is the way forward, right?
Wrestlers don't need to know about wrestling. That's the truth. That's the truth, son. Proud of that.
Thanks for that input, AJ. Unpopular opinions and all them things there.
There's more.
What?
19 weeks? What were you saying 19 weeks for, son?
That means nothing to... Oh, snap!
Is it because Ian's a bitch?
Oh!
Okay, that's what you did say. Oh, because I've been calling him out. And he's still ain't here. Where are you, Ian? Where?
Wait, hey, Wardle. At least Emelina made it.
I wish I hadn't. What the hell was that about?
I know you don't like dirt sheets, but the only ones that could explain it were the dirt sheets, right? And basically, they wanted to do, like, a modern Sable type character, and they were going to use Emma to do it, but she just wasn't doing the shit right that they wanted her to do when they were, like, you know, preparing her and practicing her and all that shit. So they decided to cam the angle before it even actually got started.
Hey!
Sounds about right, actually.
That's basically her career then, because I can't imagine she's going to stay around much longer. She's a girl who can actually wrestle, and they don't want her to actually wrestle. They want her to just be it.
Just look pretty.
Like Eva Marie. Yeah. Like
no, man. No. Oh, no.
That's her career done. You can't have a build of weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks of all these promos and vignettes and all this stuff, and then you just go, actually, we're not going to do it anymore. That's her career done. She's done.
You're going to see me go from Emelina to Emma. Me and Terry were like, what the fuck was that all about?
Yeah. They've
seen the gobbledygook. That made more sense in my head than that whole Emelina thing.
They've killed her career. That's her done, honestly. That's her done. I wouldn't be surprised if she's released just after Mania. Wouldn't surprise me.
Here's the thing. I want to be the optimistic one here and be like, okay, I want to tune in next week and see what happens next. You know what I mean? Because I know that kind of confused me as well. Like, hey? Oh, what did...
They took her off, right? Because this is a real sore subject with me, because I saw the way she was going. I was like, championship material, here we come. Give her like 6 months, 7 months.
Yeah.
And they took her off, and I was like, all right, fair enough. They're going to rebrand her for whatever reason. Cool. Because they wanted to do Dana with her angle, but then they took Dana off, bizarrely. And I was like, okay, right, cool. And then they just left her, and that was it. I was like, okay, sound. And then just killed all momentum that she had, absolutely everything, from going back to NXT, redeveloping, coming back up, owning it on the main roster, and then just killed her with one crazy decision that she had no control over.
Yeah.
And that's it. Career done.
It didn't make sense because, you know, she came, when she went back to NXT, she redeveloped herself, she became like Emma, you know what I mean, she had the dark glasses, you know what I mean, her theme music became, you know what I mean, it had that attitude and shit, and then she teamed up with Dana Brooke, you know what I mean, and you know, her and Dana's running team, so here's me thinking, well, they might as well have just put her back with Dana Brooke, and Dana Brooke, I might add, was she was seen at the Charlotte match in it? Charlotte and Bayley?
Yeah. I just don't understand what WWE are doing at the minute. Like, I know it's very easy, you know, for us to go, oh, that was a bad fucking decision, oh, that was a silly move, or whatever. But sometimes they genuinely do just fuck up horrendously, and this is a really bad fuck up on someone's career that was actually going somewhere and actually going potentially to a championship run, and they just decided to can it because, oh, the four horsewomen, four horsewomen, and ruined it, killed a career for no reason. She's done nothing wrong, and yeah.
All I had to do is say that. You know what I mean? Don't even announce her coming back or nothing. Just make her appear with Dana one time. I'd be like, oh shit, we ain't seen Emma since God knows when. That's all they had to do.
Granted, to WWE, she had like a big injury. Like, that's why she's been off for so long, is because she had this injury.
Yeah.
You know, she was rehabbing from that. But then to build her up as this gimmick and then to go, actually, we're not going to do it now. I don't know if she's pissed someone off or someone just doesn't like her in creative and they've decided to get rid of her or what, but no, that was Dana Brooke then. She stopped sleeping creative and then, like, taking the TV. So.
Boy, I want to see what's going to happen next week. That's all I've got to say, man.
I'm hoping that they push her like a fucking rocket and hopefully get her straight into something, because otherwise I can't see her being around after Mania.
Because Charlotte's that chick now, right? Charlotte could do this shit on her own. She don't need Dana again.
No.
You know what I mean? Dana, to me, has outlived her purpose riding with Charlotte. Right? Personally, I'd rather... Because Dana and Emma had chemistry. They was doing their thing.
I hate to say it, but I think the only way they're going to, like, Emma and Dana are going to get somewhere is if they go back to NXT again. I hate to say it, but... Like, they're not going to push her, as much as I wanted to push them, they're not going to, because they've got the four horsewomen, they've got Nia Jax, you know, they got Naomi, they got Alexa Bliss, so they're not going to push her, and they're not going to push Dana, they're not going to use them, so I don't know what they're going to do with them.
It looks really bad, because, you know, I mean, the Raw roster in particular, there's like only four girls on the roster. As you say, Nia, Sasha's mashup, right? Bailey and Charlotte, and that's it, right? Paige doesn't give a fuck no more.
Oh,
right?
She's dead. She's gone. Like,
yeah, Paige is.
She's just trying. She's waiting for a ban or whatever it is to finish, and then she'll get banned again, and then she'll just get released. So.
What was it 90 days or some shit?
Yeah, like, she's on a final warning now, and because she can't get out of a contract any other way, because she's done injured, she's not bothered.
Yeah, and yeah, she's talking about jumping into MMA and all sorts of shit, and I'm like, oh dear, here we go, another CM Princess Peach bitch situation. Oh boy, her page. Simple as that, man.
Hey, you owe me a quid. 50 now. You know,
it's
copyrighted. Come on, cough up.
Ian Cooper, like, get Paul for the STC t-shirt on my back, lad.
I want to pay 10p for that shit.
No!
Speaking of dwindling rosters before I go to the break, where the fuck were the Revival in the Tag Team Championship? Because they need to come up. SmackDown's Tag Team is a joke. Oh, my goodness.
I know, they've got,
exactly what I was saying.
Oh, my God.
They've got them beefing with Usos again. American Alpha and Usos again. I was like, oh, Andy.
The Ascension. Oh, I will keep complaining.
Does anybody else think it's just time to get rid of the Usos now?
Yeah. I would rather watch the Ascension than the Usos. The Ascension are fucking wicked. Wicked piece of tag team. You've just got to let them do their shit. Let them wrestle.
Word.
They are wicked.
Yeah, man.
They were wicked at NXT. That's why they were the longest reigning champions in NXT history. Longest reigning in general. Longest reigning tag team. Longest reigning title holders in NXT history. Because they're wicked.
Come on, SmackDown. Sort it out. Sort it out.
Get the Revival up. Let them rock head. Bust them open and then take the tag titles and show the division the best tag team in the world. They are the best tag team in the world.
More than Gallows and Anderson.
Bet up. More than Gallows and Anderson.
More than the Young Bucks.
More than the Young Bucks.
Whoa!
The Revival.
Whoa!
The best. tag team in the world. I have no doubt in my mind the Revival are better than the Young Bucks, better than Gallows and Anderson, better than the Hardys. I have no doubt in my mind.
Whoa! You know I mean, I have to double check. You know what I mean? Because I know you know your wrestling shit. Like outside the WWE, so and I've heard certain names and shit. I'm thinking, whoa! You know what I mean? I don't know about getting rid of the Usos, but like
I kind of like the Usos heel. I like that gimmick.
But but I don't. Answers on a postcard, please. Tweet us.
@SEC_WWE.
Yeah, that's what you have to do. You know what I mean? Where the Revival then? What's happened to them? That's all I have to say. Hey, going into a break, when we come back, oh boy, we got to put people on notice.
Notice
is the wrong word. Blast.
I'm going to get arrested after I'm done.
Don't worry. Don't worry. Me and Joe got the bail money. And if we ain't got enough bail money, then we'll go to Shad. And if he ain't got enough bail money, we'll go to Shad's woman. Because clearly, Shad's woman got money.
Because I'm a pastor.
We'll be back after. He's got to pay those bills, man.
Kevin Dunn of WWE Creative.
Kevin Dunn, you gotta pay those bills, man. What the hell's wrong with you?
Kelly, welcome back to Monday Night Raw. Welcome back to WWE. Talk to us about what you're doing backstage here today.
You know, I found out you guys were in Vegas, and we have a home here, so I decided to come and then see everybody, and it's just been so nice. I haven't been back in 4 years, and so to see everybody that I used to work with and get to see the fans has been super exciting.
Talk to us about the last 4 years. What have you been doing outside of the world of WWE?
I got married, so that was, you know, one of the best days of my life. I'm on a show called Wags, which is on E! Actually, too, which airs after Total Divas. So, you know, that's kind of given me my fix of being able to entertain. But like I said, I love coming back here, and I would love to do one more run or something maybe in the future. You never know.
One last question. We're coming up to WrestleMania 33 in Orlando. Is there a chance that we might see Kelly there?
There is definitely a chance. I will be doing access signing, which I cannot wait. So please come out and say hi, because I can't wait. You know, it's been few years since I've been away, so I love meeting the fans, and yeah, so look forward to that, and you never know, maybe something else.
Great, we look forward to Orlando, and good to have you back, Kelly.
Thank you so much.
Welcome back, and I hope you're still joining in at home. You're listening to STC from the UK on the BDSIR Network, the best damn show in radio, the show where, quite simply, www.facebook.com/groups/SmackTalkCenter, request to join.
Don't be a weirdo.
Don't do it,
follow us!
Go on,
@STC_WWE, @BDSIR_network, the best damn show in radio, @TheReal_Wardle, that's what you have to do there, @ShadFather85, sometimes tweeting when, occasionally, rarely tweeting when wrestling and sports entertainment is live. Can we say that?
You kind of did it wrong. It's @ShadFather85, tweeting when there's no pussy to be had. And he mysteriously disappears to Poland.
Yeah, man. Joe, not on social media, because you wrestling fools keep sending her D pictures. And you know she's married. What are you trying to do? Trying to break up a perfectly good marriage?
Sorry, Joe.
Yeah, that's what freaks out after give you for doing it.
I know it had to be like 10 messages long, I'm sorry.
man. Holler at Matt Sacco as well @KickMatt1. I believe that's his Twitter handle and all that good stuff. AJ the Baby, you can find him as well @STC_AJ the Baby. Did I get that right, Rawdor?
Yeah, You did indeed.
All right, that's good. I mean, get your follow on, man. Get your follow on. Fantastic. Now, you know what? I want to talk about Kelly Kelly real quick. She appeared on WWE.com recently, like the Fallout shit. And she gave me a joke, you know. You know what I mean? She visited the WWE. She seen how it was changed. And she's glad to see all her friends. And I'm there thinking, friends? Well, all your friends are gone, Kelly Kelly. Your air is gone. There's nobody here. Probably Natty, but that's about it. Shit. Then Kelly Kelly gives me the most joke. Kelly Kelly tells me that she wouldn't mind one more run in the company.
Oh, Kelly Kelly. Kelly.
Kelly. Are you sure?
I would love, and I mean love, to see Kelly Kelly versus Charlotte. Just watch Kelly Kelly get smashed around like our little bitch by Charlotte for 10 minutes in like an Iron Woman match. Like, do a 60-minute Iron Woman match and let Charlotte beat the shit out of her for an entire hour. That would be... I would pay my 2 fifths.
You pay your 2 fifths?
Maybe
no!
4 fifths. Even 4 fifths.
I'd pay 2 fifths just to look at Charlotte! Yo, Joe! Joe! Where's this girl going, Kelly Kelly? I mean, I know she's got her own shit going, but she said this on the Raw Fallout, the WWE.com and shit, and I'm like, oh, what is it? Hey, girl, your era gone. Yo, that Diva Search shit is over.
Injury or something, do you think?
Come again?
Where she actually believes she's an actual talented wrestler. Do you kind of like Al Steins?
No, Joe. Do not ever compare it to Cal Stains, please. Please don't do that.
No, Kelly Kelly's more talented, sorry.
Before we get on to that, let's, you know.
Kelly Kelly, I'm not too sure, Kelly. Well, last time I checked, Kelly Kelly, all your friends, apart from Natty and Mickey James, you thought because it worked for Mickey James, it could work for you?
You know who should come back, right? And this isn't a joke, this is like me being serious. Tori Wilson, she is jacked.
What?
Holy shit. Have you not seen Tori Wilson? Holy shit.
I mean, I've seen... Last time I saw Tori Wilson was on that Lillian Garcia thing.
Oh, she is, like, ridiculously fit. Like, Jesus. Jesus.
For real?
Like, yeah. Like, fucking 12-pack shit going on, man. She's jacked. She should come back.
I'd like for her to come back just to do another segment with Vince McMahon, because that's all I will remember her for.
Her versus Oscar, NXT, whatever it is at Mania, that'd be wicked.
What?
But no, seriously, she's in fantastic shape. Jesus Christ, I'm never going to be in that shape. Jesus.
Tori Wilson, wow.
Honestly, Google that shit.
Nah, man, I'd YouTube her ass, I watch her on, like I said, I've seen her on the Lillian Garcia show, right, and making their way to the ring, right, I've seen that, but I never really watched it properly, it was just on in the background, so I never really had a good look at her, kind of thing.
Honestly, man, Jesus.
Seriously?
I'm
just Googling like, it just now.
This is like, what are we in serious?
Wow!
This never happened. This is like, she is ripped. Like, well ripped.
Whoa!
Shit!
You know it's the Mac Militant.
Let's get ready to kick it! Holla, holla, holla!
Theodore Teddy Long's love for the sports entertainment industry runs deep. Teddy has done it all, from managing championship-winning tag teams.
There's nobody that's going to step in the ring with the Soul Brothers Doom and take the new NWA World Tag Team Championship.
To being synonymous with the SmackDown brand as the show's longest tenured general manager.
SmackDown, the greatest job that I have ever had in my life.
You could always tell that Teddy was having fun. His infectious personality brought smiles to the faces of the WWE Universe whenever he danced his way onto the screen. No matter what Teddy did, he did it with passion, style, and an unmatched vernacular.
Hey, player, I'll talk to you later.
Teddy is always ready.
I'm going to make Crystal holla.
Holla. Go.
Now you keep it pushing.
Feeling that?
Homie, don't play that. Going to be thugging and bugging.
Dollar bill, dawg.
WWE welcomes Theodore Teddy Long into the WWE Hall of Fame.
Holla, holla, holla!
Oh, player, player.
Ah!
Let's get some tag team matches going on.
Yo, Wardle, it's crazy enough, right? It's crazy enough that Naomi's the World Wrestling Federation Women's Champion, right? On a little injury that she have, right? But on top, they announced Teddy Long as the newest inductee. Oh, that's sweet, me! Oh, like, yes!
From a guy that put chairs out, to escort manager, to ref, to ring announcer at one point in time, to GM, to, legendary career. Legend.
He is, man! And you know the best thing about it, Wardle? I wanted that dude to be in the Hall of Fame for a while now, and I didn't have to do a petition to make it happen.
I told you. Petition for it, they ain't gonna do it. That's why Dave Boynton, British Bulldog, still isn't in the Hall of Fame, because you people keep protesting and demanding and complaining, and WWE are not gonna put him in. Why should you do that? They're not gonna.
Wow. And with that now, right, because Teddy Long's in, inducting, and, you know, British Bulldog's not in, right, I've decided, I'm sorry, Michael Finney, I've had to block you from Smack Talk Centre, because that's the only contribution you've got, getting signatures, get British Bulldog in the Hall of Fame, and it's like, it's great.
You know it's the Mac Militant.
See
there. Get it on.
When he came out on that Raw that time, oh, crap, fuck up.
It's kind of funny, I'm sure even you or Shad kind of hinted, going towards that. Maybe they're considering putting him in the Hall of Fame, that's probably why he appeared that time.
That's what I mean, me and Shad probably co-predicted that, because we are best friends. So, if I said it, he said it as well. If he said it, I said it. Yeah.
I'm very convinced, man. I'm very convinced.
We're a tag team after all.
The Mac Militant. Oh, man. I love that dude, man, because he was the only general manager to me who did not fuck around. Like, no wrestler, apart from Undertaker, could fuck with him.
Buckle up, Teddy.
You know what I mean? He's...
Oh my god, that was so funny when they played it again. I forgot how jokes that entire theater is. Just Teddy goes, no!
Come on, I'm ready to go! Come on, driver, ready to go!
Walking up, Teddy. It's just so gay. For like any of the storylines, and the fact that everyone takes the piss out of him instead of tag team matches, but they were wicked tag team matches.
That's what I mean. It's to the point where he embraced it, you know what I mean? Then lately he used to come out and say, you know what I mean? He'd actually say, I'm actually gonna make a tag team match, and he really emphasized it and shit.
If there was ever anybody that was more deserving of that Hall of Fame spot, it's definitely Teddy Long. He's done it all in the business.
He has.
From the bottom all the way up to the top, he's done it all. So, congratulations, Teddy Long.
Yeah, I mean, massive respect to Teddy Long, man. You know what I mean? That's got to be one of my favourite moments. When he got kidnapped by Undertaker. Well, actually, and, you know, beat by us. My other favourite moment with him was when he was meant to marry that... I can't remember her name. Was it Crystal or something like that?
Oh,
yeah. And Jeff Hardy, you know, you see, I think, was it Jagged Edge? Jagged Edge came out singing song, and you see Jeff Hardy getting down with it, you know. And you saw Vince McMahon going from side to side.
That's the McMahon sidestep.
The McMahon sidestep, all the elements, Hornswoggle, well, Little Bastard was up in there. You know what I mean? The Godfather come down with the hose, and JBL left commentary went with the hose.
Well, actually, it's funny that you mentioned JBL. JBL, seriously, mate, sort your feet out. I don't know what they're doing, but they're not working with the rest of your body. I'm fed up of you falling over now. First time was funny. Second time was hilarious. Do it to me again, I'm dead. Stop doing it. I can't do it anymore. I can't believe he keeps tripping up. He trips over nothing. I don't know what he's tripping over, but he's tripping over something.
JB! I love that dude, man.
I can't believe it. He did it again. I can't believe it.
Wait a second. JBL? He's not in the Hall of Fame, is he?
No.
Come on, WWE. Sort out your shit, man. Five more. I'll give you 5 years.
He'll be in before then. I bet he'll be the same year as Cena.
You really think so?
Yeah, as soon as Cena retires, Cena's got like 5 years. Same year.
JBL's gotta go. I mean, especially now, the work he's doing now, and I'm not even talking about commentary now, you know. The legendship with JBL.
They've cancelled it. Did you hear?
They did what?
Actually, you don't hear. They've cancelled the Legends of JBL.
What? Have they lost their mind?
Apparently, like, it wasn't getting the viewers they wanted. I've seen every single one. Well, there's me.
I've
watched every single one they've done.
What?
Canned it.
No, man!
But they kept Holy Foley, whatever it's called, going. But they cancelled,
The only reason why they kept Holy Foley going was because of his daughter. You know what I mean? No. Noel, I'm sorry, I'm not a fan, okay? Have they lost their mind? They cancelled... What?
I know.
Do I have to do a Sheldon Cooper and complain?
What you need to do, as Triple H said, you need to tweet your displeasure.
Tweet my displeasure, and then find my dude... I was wondering why I haven't paid my WWE Network lately, you know? It's only £10!
For one point, I was paying £10, the £10 a month for JBL and NXT. That's all my £10 was going on. But now I've got nothing. NXT's crap at the minute, and JBL's been cancelled. Oh,
how could they cancel JBL?
I know, I can't believe it when I heard. It's confirmed as well, they're not doing it anymore. They've canned it, so.
Hang on, this don't make sense.
I think they cancelled the table of three as well.
What?
Yeah.
And they lost their mind!
That was brilliant, that's all.
I know. Well, Legends of JBL was wicked, people.
Legends of JBL? No, man!
Especially the Eric Bischoff one, that was well good.
That one was good, right? The Eric Bischoff one was good. The Rod Simmons, I loved that one. The
Booker T was
Booker T.
Awesome.
And clearly, being biased as usual, my favourite, The Undertaker one, where he had Shawn Michaels, Austin, and Triple H on the panel.
I just don't understand.
Hey!
Honestly, it's true. I'm not joking, it's genuinely true.
WWE, sort out your shit, man. Sort out your shit. What the hell is that?
Well,
quickly, before we move on to the main event, Teddy Long, who should he induct his ass?
Undertaker.
Yeah, definitely.
It's got to be, for me, it's got to be Booker T or probably Ron Simmons.
I was thinking one of them two. But even
because Booker said he used to be his manager, didn't he?
Yeah, but even when you joked about Undertaker, he did manage Undertaker at one point, you know.
Yeah, I'd like it to be Booker. I think that'd be wicked if it was Booker. I'd be down for that.
Yeah, Book or Ron Simmons. Yeah, he definitely, as you say, yeah, he definitely managed Ron Simmons at one point. What? Yeah, one of them got a, I could write to that, man. I could write to that. What happened to that Crystal again that he's meant to marry?
I don't know, maybe Flair had a go.
Oh, God.
So I'm Googling her now. I want to find out what happened.
What did happen to her, man? Answer the post, copy. Tweet us at STC_WWE. You know what I mean? What did happen to that girl that Teddy Long was meant to marry in the storyline and then he had a heart attack?
Wait, what did happen to her? That's really weird, though. Maybe she wasn't real and we've just made this up. Maybe we've just imagined the complete storyline.
No, man! Well, maybe her name wasn't Crystal or Crystal.
It was definitely Crystal, wasn't it?
Sorry?
Mike Knox tweeted, you know.
Mike Knox knows. What happened to that girl? What happened to that girl? You know what I mean? Like the clips.
We need to find out now where she is.
Yeah, man. She's missing on a milk carton, man. She's missing. Oh, no, what happened? Good shouts, man. Good shouts, though, still. Who should induct him? You know what I mean? I can't wait for his speech.
Crystal Marshall.
That sounds like her, yeah?
Yeah, their wedding is on Dailymotion and all sorts.
See it there?
We didn't make it up.
Of course I didn't make it up. I would not make up Jeff Hardy dancing to Jagged Edge. Right? And I wouldn't make up Vince McMahon doing the McMahon's... Look at that two-step.
The whitest of white dancers. I'm from Stamford, Connecticut, don't you know? Hey, doesn't come out at the Hall of Fame speech and say, buckle up, Teddy. I'm going to be so good. Buckle up, Teddy. Time.
No!
Help me!
Help me!
Help me!
Oh, oh, gosh, man. It's the truth. No one can fuck with him, man. For real, no one can fuck with him. Wow, take a bow, Teddy Long. I'm looking forward to your speech. As a matter of fact, you, the Rock and Roll Express as well, and Kirk Angle. Man.
Got milk. Kirk.
That's what my grandma called him, Kirk Angle. So, Michael, put on the wrestling. I want to see Kirk Angle. He says Kirk, man.
You're like,
well,
no, it's actually Kirk. No,
Michael, it's Kirk. It's Kirk Angle.
Look at him.
God bless Grandma, man, wherever you are in heaven today. All right. It's time for the main event, man. I had a laugh. But now we've got to get serious. Wardle, do you want to kick us off and tell us why you're mad?
I need you to put the music on, Mike.
Oh, shit.
The grand track.
Oh, man.
If Wardle's calling for it, you know it's serious.
This is serious, man. You know what I mean? Oh, boy, here we go. Tell them why you're mad.
One. Calcum,
calcium.
No, calcum. Oh, Jesus, I keep doing it. Calcum. I can't do it.
Get yourself sorted out, man. There's medication for that.
Autocorrect in real life. It's hard, man. Calcum, babe. The FCC. Oh, son, you pissed me off this week. Oh, boy.
Oh, no. What did you do this time? Carl, what you do now? Eh?
We just had wicked, wicked piece of Elimination Chamber. Wicked. Fans across the world were cheering in delight because
the homeboy hero, the guy that never quite made it, Bray Wyatt, finally won a big title. And less than 24 hours after the event, one Carol Kunstein put, and I quote, unpopular opinion of the day, Bray Wyatt being WWE champion is shit. That's all. Less than 24 hours after being crowned WWE champion, not Intercontinental champion,
nope,
Universal champion,
nope,
straight to WWE champion, the man hadn't done a promo, he hadn't wrestled a match, hadn't appeared on Talking Smack, been on any sort of interviews with Michael Cole, press stuff.
I don't think they even changed the symbols on the belts.
And this is what is justification for this one. And I quote,
oh God,
I don't like him as a champion. For me, my favourite thing about him is that he's always been bent on destruction as opposed to championship success. I'll get to that in a second. I'm not saying he doesn't deserve it or it won't be entertaining, just a personal thing. Who point a hole in this argument? Cal Kupstein. For me, my favourite thing about him is that he's always been bent on destruction as opposed to championship success. Cast your mind back, if you will, Joe and Mark, to approximately 2 to 3 months ago, when one, Bray Wyatt, was a tag team champion of SmackDown. Now, if I'm mistaken, that belt that he had around his waist and now no longer has was a championship.
That's right.
If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Therefore, he would be in it for championship success, if I'm not mistaken. By the definition that he was a tag team champion. He didn't accidentally win the tag team championship.
Nope.
He didn't walk in the ring and fall on whoever was in the ring and happen to win the battle.
Nope.
So, as a character, that would say to me that he wanted to win a championship.
Correct.
So, the problem that I have with this campaign is you've got absolutely no fucking clue what you're talking about, you stupid armchair wrestling fan.
Whoa! Whoa!
The claims, if I'm going to use the word, a claim, because we've all heard and seen bits of PWL, so it's a fucking big claim. He claims to be a wrestler. How can I put this? You're an idiot.
Whoa!
You're a stupid idiot.
Stupid idiot!
Thank you, Mike. Cal Crump's name. You. I can't. I just.
I can see your blood boiling from here, man. I can see your blood boiling from here.
How is Bray Wyatt somebody that you're cheering for, relentlessly saying, I want him to be champion. I want him to be the face of WWE. He deserves it. He's such a good talent. He's underused. Blah, 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 blah. He wins it. And then your justification is, you preferred it when he was bent on destruction. Bearing in mind, he had barely won any pay-per-view matches whatsoever.
Good.
In the last year or two. It wasn't until he joined up with Randy Orton he actually started winning matches again. So, in terms of bent on destruction, he did fuck all. So that's wrong. And also, his character isn't about championship. Well, yes it is. Because he just won the tag team titles not 3 months ago. So, I just don't understand. There is no logic.
My gosh. Look, Cal, listen to me. Listen to me, Cal. And you know I'm biased as it is already. The Undertaker, bent on destruction, became World Wrestling Federation champion within a year.
Brock Lesnar.
bent on destruction. Broke the streak. Not only did he break the streak, he took people to Suplex City. Became champion. Okay? Goldberg. Destroying peoples. His name, he's got destruction on his shirt. Became WCW champion. Down to Mark Henry. Bent on destruction. I've got the goddamn t-shirt. That's what I do. Became World Wrestling Federation. Mark Henry's become champion at one point. He defeated Randy Orton for the shit. My hero.
It's Kane.
Burning people up, setting them on fire and shit. Burning up coffins and all this shit. Right? You know what I mean? He didn't blood up Austin's head, but he became World Wrestling Federation champion. Rude boy. I can't be... You see, I did tell you now, I can't be bothered to argue with you upon the internet. I can't be bothered with shit because I realise what you're about now. You know what I mean? From the Nakamura shit and then the Bray Wyatt shit. Bray Wyatt, as we said, didn't defend his title. Didn't even have the title icons exchanged over. They didn't even release a video to that yet. You're saying, oh, him being champion is shit, right? And you got the big storyline with him and Randy Orton's. You know what I mean? Going into big WrestleMania. Right.
Perfect storyline
where Randy Orton says, as long as you're champion, you know what I mean, I'm not fighting you, forget about it, it's not happening, I'm still your servant, I ain't trying to fight you, fuck that, right? You know what I mean? When I saw that SmackDown, I was like, oh shit, Randy Orton ain't trying to fight him? Well, where do we go from here? Does he have to fight the Raw champion? You know what I mean? But I digress. Kyle, you don't make any sense, you're not making any sense, brethren. You're a PWR wrestler. You got people's big people. You got MVP coming through to your town, giving you seminars, teaching you how to perfect your wrestling game, and you're not storing it in your head. Proper people in the industry come to your shit, come to your organization, right? That Matt Powell takes the goodness of his heart, spends off this money. So we can get these stars to come and see you all and teach you how it runs in this wrestling shit. And you don't apply that knowledge? I expect you to be more clever and more intelligent than us three put together. Because you're in the shit, you're in the wrestling business, but you're not. Then you come out and the day you did Nakamura and then it hit me. You're just talking shit and it works because we're talking about you. You're talking shit so that all eyes and ears are on you. You know what I mean? So you can get the attention. And you even tried to deny that to me. You can't deny that, man. Then Cal.
What did I say to all of you? Just ignore him. He's a try hard troll. He does it for attention.
Yeah.
Ignore him and he will go away. Or he'll at least stop. The smug?
It's true, man. It's true. You're a troll. Can't you a troll? Whether you realize it or not. In fact, no, you're a troll. Joe's right, you're a troll. And you love the attention. You know what I mean? Bray Wyatt ends on a Ross and you're calling him, you know, it's shit champion. He's like, no. I even told you on page. I says, look, you could have worded it better. You could have said, well, he's the champion, okay, but I'm not sure it's going to work. I don't believe it might work because of this, that, and the other. No, he just cries like, oh, he's shit. It's in your context, Cal.
Come.
Cal, man.
And with that being said, oh, it brings me great joy because someone needs to do it this week. And fucking, this ain't even debatable on this one because that's a one at the end. Cal, come, Dane. It is my honour and duty to the FTC, whether they are stupid idiots or not, to put someone in the chair.
Oh shit.
And boy oh boy, this is a fucking throne. Because if it's not a throne, it's a hangman's noose.
Maybe I should play the Game of Thrones music and I'm not too sure on that.
Don't touch me!
Get your chair!
Oh, is this my opinion?
Well,
that's
just my opinion, but you should go
in
there, obviously.
Yeah, it's just your opinion. Unpopular opinion, of course.
I'm not going to back it up with any actual proof, facts, or anything.
Maybe I should change the name of the show. Maybe it should be called STC from the UK. Unpopular opinion. Perfect!
Yeah.
It's not called Visits no more. I'll just change the name. Unpopular opinion. Fantastic.
I would just like to say, for the official record, I actually spoke to a few people, and I think Cal should get deleted from the group. That's just me personally.
Whoa!
Fed up with him. Chatting waffle all the time. Just all the time. Just bullshit. Fed up with it. We're supposed to be a place for intelligent wrestling fans. And so far, we've got trolls in Cooper.
You have to forgive Cooper. You know what I mean? Forgive him.
I know he's still under the illusion of punk. And, you know, I get that. And maybe one day he'll stop sucking his cock and it'll come round. he's sucking the sweet, sweet straight edge juices of CM Punk. So, until that day, unfortunately.
Look, man, even as far as CM Punk, right? You know what I mean? It's like, even, let's just say he does come back one day and the music hits and the ratings go up and there's a standing ovation, the pop is off the hook and all that good stuff.
And Cooper comes in his pants.
Yeah, even with that, right?
Wait, you mean he cows in his pants, Joe?
Right, even that, let's say it did do that, it did come back, right? Because, you know, WWE are very forgiving people. We've seen it happen in the past. The WWE still win.
Yeah.
They still win because it's like, you bitch, you left us, you turned your back on us, you go to the UFC, you get your ass bossed, and then you come back to us on some forgiveness. Oh, please forgive me. Oh, I'm not worthy. Let me back in. And they'll let you in because your money, you mean your money, your ratings, all that good stuff that fans like to talk about. You know what I mean? CM Punk doesn't really win. The WWE wins. Vincent Kennedy wins.
Vince just watches his bank balance at another zero.
His bank balance wins. The man had the whole family had a picture taken with the President of the United States of America. Vincent Kennedy, come on, man. Shit. Some of you fans want Vince McMahon dead. You know what I mean? I don't know why. You're not going to inherit his shit. It's only going to go to Shane and Stephanie and the grandpickney them. You ain't going to get shit out of that shit.
Well, no. If we go to Steph, which means it's going to go to Triple T.
And Triple T!
It's going to teach the McMahon fortune.
Oh, talking to him, it's official, Wardle. March, middle of March, on the lead up to WrestleMania, we will do a special show dedicated to Triple H.
Oh, yeah.
It's happening, it's official.
That's like my wrestling Valentine's Day.
I forgot what date it is. It's like it's in mid March though. I figured it out when we're gonna do it.
Fucking love Triple H.
I figured it out, and it is official. We will do official Triple H show.
Triple H appreciation. All of his teething that he's done over the last couple of years.
Die Kingdom Come and all of that, man. I'm telling you, it's well deserved, man. It's well deserved.
What did you just say? Die Kingdom Cow.
Die.
And on that note.
Yeah, don't talk. Don't talk. Oh gosh, man. Oh, that's great, man. You know what I mean? Next week, you know what?
What's calling on the next show? What's calling up on the next show?
You know what? I don't know. You know, I can't lie to you. I don't know. Because
fans need to know what's coming up on the next couple of weeks. They need to know what.
Yeah, I know. Well, there is that
there is that possible realization that we may lose someone in Big Bad Vader. You know what I mean? And I don't really like to talk about things like that, especially where people like Shadfather are absent.
You mean my best friend and tag team partner?
Yeah, your best friend and tag team partner, Shad, is not here. It worries me that suddenly he had 2 years to live, Wardle, and suddenly he's got days to live. And Shadfather's not here.
The Shadfather likes mysterious ways. Don't question it.
And Joel's with us. So we know Joel's got nothing to do with it.
Oh, well. She wasn't with us the entire show. On the break, she went and got a drink, so... You can't trust that laugh.
You know what it is? I'm being good and I'm keeping quiet. Because if I opened my mouth too much, I'd end up, like, starting World War III on the STC page. So I'm being good.
I don't know, man.
I can imagine Joe doing that. Was it McMahon, where he popped up from under the ring with a hammer?
Oh, with that lead pipe to lick down
that's all I can see Joe doing. Just, like, right.
The thing, first time I seen that, I was burning, I was creasing. When I was watching the first WrestleMania 19, and I saw Vince McMahon in that, I was on the floor. My Kentucky chicken nearly dropped out of my mouth, and I was on the floor.
Wait, you can afford KFC? Man, you got paid.
That was my tradition back in the day with the family. You know, when we used to watch the WrestleMania, we used to get the chicken and the pizzas and all that, and the whole family used to come together. And when we see Kirk Angle come out, we used to sing the Kirk Angle song before it became You Suck. It was the actual proper Angle song. You know what I mean? We used to do all that. I miss those days, yo.
Speaking of Mania, before we sign off, big announcement to the Mania.
Uh-oh.
Big announcement.
Uh-oh.
Wardle's going to be making his FTC debut. That's a big WrestleMania. I can confirm 110%.
Whoa! Joe, can you make that history twofold? After all, you are an armchair fan.
Yeah,
you catch a long
chair.
I nearly come down to Wolverhampton just to slap a bitch for that.
No!
You nearly cowed down to Wolverhampton.
Yeah, nearly cowed down. Oh, man. How about that, man? Damn! Yo! We gotta get out of this shit!
Good, and I have to talk things through with Terry before I can confirm anything.
Bring Terry.
Yeah, man, talk to him. Even if it means Terry come down with you as well. That's okay.
How Terry's got dressed up and that, he's good fun like that.
Very good. You never know, he could win the coveted Slack Talk Centre Championship belt. Whoever's got
I'm
it.
I'm not giving it Ian Pittman £5 to win a belt.
and because I know that Mike's dead, we're out. STC for life.
It's so better.
Yeah.
I'm something you don't want none of. Cause I spit 316s like something cold out of sun, yeah. Nux the big deal from the small one this year. I lose control like it's a spell that I'm under. And feast on these beats, but you can blame it on my hunger. And speaking of, these tracks that I'm meeting on,
Got fans reacting to it like a Beatles song. But real hip hop, y'all rappers doing sing alongs. Before you can beat the dawn, you got a better chance on Friday. Getting a kiss from Nia Long. Running away's your best bet. Cause I pick up mics and truck these MCs. No redneck. Repeat this when it's playing on your headset. Only settle when I die and I ain't dead yet. Try to test and get laid out like a bed check. Rap mania, killing the game. This song's a death threat. I hope you're ready on your mark.
Let's go.
I'm serving notice.
Easy.